Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your practical briefing on artificial intelligence. It is Friday, August 28, 2026. Today's theme is evidence without unnecessary disclosure. Google DeepMind is testing a way to evaluate a proprietary model without revealing either the model weights or the confidential test questions. NVIDIA's first custom CPU is shipping as agent systems put more pressure on orchestration and tool execution. Anthropic has explained how future Claude models will watermark text, and Sentence Transformers has added a trainable late interaction architecture for specialist retrieval. Together, these stories ask one question: how can we verify an AI system while still protecting the assets and data that should remain private? Our first story is about double-blind model evaluation. Google DeepMind announced a pilot with the Singapore AI Safety Institute, OpenMind, AVERI, and ML Commons. They are testing a Gemini flashlight model against confidential benchmarks inside Google Cloud Confidential Space. The model owner cannot see the evaluator's secret prompts. The evaluator cannot see the proprietary model weights. That matters because model benchmarks face a contamination problem. Imagine taking an exam after seeing some of the questions during study. A high score would no longer tell us how well you generalize to a genuinely new problem. The same issue applies to AI public benchmark questions can enter training sets. Private questions can leak into development. Teams can optimize toward known tests, even unintentionally. But keeping every test secret creates another problem. Independent evaluators cannot always send sensitive cybersecurity or safety prompts to a provider. Model companies will not hand frontier model weights to every evaluator. Confidential computing offers a middle path. The test and the model meet in a protected execution environment. Hardware-backed attestation can show that an approved evaluation program ran. Each party retains control over its protected asset. This does not make a weak benchmark strong. A cryptographically protected test can still measure the wrong capability, use a bad sample, or report an unhelpful average. Teams still need a complete evidence record: the benchmark version, model configuration, evaluation image, attestation result, sampling settings, scoring code, failures, and signed aggregate outcome. The important advance is narrower. Trust is moved from a promise that nobody peeked toward technical evidence about what executed and what remained hidden. Our second story is about the infrastructure behind agents. NVIDIA says its Vera CPU is now shipping to early partners. AWS has received a Vera server, and Vera Rubin GPU earlier systems went to Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, Anthropic, OpenAI, and SpaceX. iVera is NVIDIA's first custom CPU. The company lists 88 Olympus cores, 1.2 terabytes per second of memory bandwidth, and up to 1.8 times faster per core performance on its agentic AI workloads. Those are vendor figures. Buyers need the exact workload, comparison system, power conditions, and independent results before making capacity decisions. The underlying infrastructure lesson is still important. An AI agent is not only a stream of tokens from a GPU, it retrieves documents. It starts sandboxes. It runs Python. It calls business systems. It serializes tool results. It checks policy. It stores state. It moves data over networks. And it may repeat that loop many times before completing one task. All of that creates CPU, memory, storage, and network work around accelerated inference. A fast model can therefore sit inside a slow agent. Measure the full trace. How long did the task wait in a queue? How long was inference? How long did retrieval take? Did the sandbox start slowly? Which external tool dominated? How many retries occurred? Did the final task finish correctly? The best component benchmark is not necessarily the best system investment. Optimize the bottleneck that controls completed user work. Our third story is about provenance. Anthropic says future Claude models will watermark generated text using a version of the SynthID text technique. The watermark does not add hidden characters. It does not attach a username or conversation identifier. Instead, it changes the source of randomness used when the model chooses among several plausible next words. To a reader, the result should look like ordinary text. A detector with the relevant key can examine a long enough sequence and estimate whether its word choices are consistent with the watermark. Anthropic says its testing found no practical quality effect, no extra tokens, and negligible speed impact. The company plans a detection, a PI, and says the change responds to European transparency requirements. The limitations are as important as the mechanism. A watermark is probabilistic. It can indicate that Claude was likely involved. It cannot prove that Claude wrote every word. It cannot identify the user. It cannot tell you whether the claims are true. And it does not decide legal authorship or ownership. Heavy editing can weaken the mark. Short text may not contain enough choices for a confident result. Code is difficult because syntax and correctness constrain the available words. For images and files, Anthropic also describes signed C2P credentials in metadata. Those are a different provenance layer, and metadata can be removed during export or transformation. The product lesson is to avoid a magical AI detector badge. Show a calibrated result. Record the detector version. Explain what the signal can and cannot establish. Use it as one input to review, never as an automatic accusation. Our final story is for retrieval engineers. Sentence Transformers version 6 adds a multi-vector encoder for call BERT-style late interaction. A conventional dense retriever compresses an entire passage into one vector. That is compact and fast, but small details can be averaged away. A multi-vector retriever retains a small vector for each token. Each query token looks for its best match among the document tokens. The matching scores are then combined. This can preserve fine-grained terminology, names, numbers, and domain signals. The cost is a larger index and more work during scoring. The new training workflow supports domain fine-tuning, configurable document lengths, specialized losses, evaluation, and cache training that limits memory use. The author's medical retrieval experiment reported that silent truncation of long passages cost as much as 0.24 NDCG at 10. A model trained for 14.5 hours on one RTX 3090 also outperformed the general-purpose retrievers included in that evaluation. Treat those numbers as a hypothesis for your application, not a guarantee. Build a held-out query set from your own domain. Compare lexical search, dense vectors, late interaction, and re-ranking. Measure recall, ranking quality, latency, and index size. Include long passages, rare terms, negation, and near duplicates. Then evaluate the generator separately. Did it use the retrieved evidence? Are citations correct? Did it omit relevant passages? Did it invent a claim despite having the right source? Separating retrieval evaluation from answer evaluation tells you where a failure began. Across today's stories, verification is becoming an architecture. Double-blind evaluation protects tests and model weights while producing evidence about a run. Agent infrastructure requires traces that connect hardware activity to completed tasks. Watermarking offers a limited provenance signal without embedding user identity. Late interaction retrieval preserves detailed matching evidence instead of compressing everything into one representation. The trade-off is complexity. Attestation, distributed tracing, calibrated detectors, and larger retrieval indexes all carry cost. Use that complexity where it changes an important decision. Now it is time for the quiz lightning round. Question 1. What does Google DeepMind's double-blind evaluation keep separate? Is it A, the evaluator's confidential prompts and the provider's proprietary model weights? B, the CPU and system memory? C, the user interface and its stylesheet? Or D, training data and electricity usage? The answer is A, the protected environment lets the test and model interact without either owner receiving the other party's protected asset. Question 2. Why can an agent workload remain slow even when model inference is fast? Is it A, agents never use accelerators? B, tool execution, retrieval, sandboxing, orchestration, and input-output work add latency? C, every tool call retrains the model? Or D, CPU work is forbidden in agent systems? The answer is B, an agent is a distributed workflow, and the non-model stages can dominate completion time. Question 3. What can Claude's plan text watermark indicate? Is it A, that every claim is true? B, the legal owner of the text? C, the likelihood that Claude was involved in generating or processing it? Or D, the identity of the user? The answer is C, the watermark is a probabilistic provenance signal. It does not establish truth, ownership, or user identity. Question 4. How does a multi-vector retriever differ from a conventional dense retriever? Is it A, it stores no document representation? B, it retains token-level vectors instead of compressing a whole passage into one vector. C, it performs only exact keyword matching. Or D, it eliminates evaluation. The answer is B, token-level vectors preserve fine-grained matching signals at the cost of a larger index and additional scoring work. Question 5. What is the best primary measure when comparing infrastructure for AI agents? Is it A, peak component throughput alone? B, the number of product announcements? C, correctly completed representative tasks, including latency and cost? Or D, the largest available model? The answer is C, completed task measures include inference, tools, retries, orchestration, and the user-visible outcome. That concludes today's quiz lightning round. Protect what must remain private. Expose what must be verified. Measure the complete system connecting the two. Thanks for listening to the Code Mingle AI podcast.